I've had dreams all night about a pregnant Paige, angry Montgomerys, and little babies in diapers crawling all around my house. When I woke up, I was confused as hell and wondered why my brain had conjured those images. I finally just pushed it all from my mind and told myself maybe I should stop drinking beer with wheat before going to bed. Now I was at work, doing my best to focus on my assignments and not on the fact that one of my good friends was having a baby with a man I wasn't even sure she would be able to speak to again. I had so many questions, so many thoughts flowing through my head. Paige was one of the strongest people I knew. If anyone could handle this, it was her. And yet, I had seen her in the rain. I had seen the look of loss, confusion, and determination sliding over her face as she tried to come to terms with what she had just found out. And she had told me everything. She hadn't lied or held anything back or said that everything would be fine. Instead, she had bared her secrets to me before she even told her family about the pregnancy. While I wanted to feel pride at the fact that she could trust me, all I could do was wonder how I could help. I had no idea what to do about babies or pregnant women, as my odd dream surmised. I paused. Maybe that was something I could do. Take the burden off her shoulders. Not that I had the time for that, or the right. We were just friends. She was my best friend's little sister. I didn't get to step in like that. Not that she would let me. I shook my head, once again focusing on my work. I was a mechanical engineer and focused on nanotech and robotics. Today, instead of being hands-on with applications and enjoying myself with experiments and testing things out, I was working on a paper. Even in the world of industry and not academics, it was publish or perish. We wanted to get this patent through, so I had to write this paper. And all I wanted to do was cross my eyes and pretend that it was already done. Only here, I wasn't going to get that choice. My phone buzzed about an hour into figuring out how to condense 6 months' worth of work into a simple paragraph, and I eagerly set down my book and looked at my phone screen. Benjamin. You up for lunch today? I'm near your office and starving. I smiled, my stomach growling, and then I remembered that Benjamin didn't know about Paige. It had only been 2 days. If she had told her family, I would have heard about it. That would have been the great explosion. Not judgment, not anger, but it would have been something the Montgomerys would have talked to me about. At least I thought so. Meaning, if I went to lunch with one of my best friends today, I would have to hide the fact that I did indeed know something they didn't about their baby sister. Hell, this was why you always stayed away from sisters. It kept things safe that way. If I didn't text him back or go out to lunch, he would think something was wrong.
My family was big, loud, joyous, a little angsty, and full of love and protection. It didn't matter what mood I was in. I knew there would be someone in the room ready to listen to me, fight with me, alongside me, or to be there to make me laugh. Like I would be there for them. And yet, right now, I wasn't quite sure what I was ready for or what I wanted to have happen once I told them my news. Everything was going to change as soon as I spoke up. Hell, everything had already altered irrevocably, only they didn't know it yet. My stomach roiled, and I told myself that I was ready for this, that I just needed to rip off the tension like a Band-Aid. Archer came to my side, a brow raised.
Why are you drinking club soda in the corner, your hand practically shaking? Is something wrong?
Honestly, while I wasn't surprised it was Archer who had noticed my mood first, it could have been any of my siblings, their spouses, or my parents. They were all observant and inquisitive about one another. I was probably the worst of the lot when it came to knowing what was wrong with my family and wondering how I could help. Others might call me nosy, and they could be correct, and yet right then I cursed my intentions. Just enjoying my drink?
Really?
He asked dryly, and I shrugged. Really? Is that not okay with you? I sing-songed, and Archer rolled his eyes like I wanted him to.
You are such a dork, but so am I. It's why we are brother and sister.
True. Is Mark on the deck with Dad? I asked after a moment. Archer nodded, a small smile playing on his face.
Yes, Dad is operating the grill, therefore Mark is patiently listening and learning.